It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
Welcome, everybody.
Yep.
It's the Aristocrats Dead Wrestler Rumble. Finally.
Wow, you almost look like Mean Gene on here. You got the little rumble thing in the background.
Yeah. Your Royal Rumble Report.
From the event center.
Yes. I love this music.
Yeah.
It's really
so easy.
McMahon always announcing everybody.
Yep.
Jim the Anvil Nighthawk. Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
It's time to rumble!
Kevin.
I still don't know if my microphone's on.
It's on.
Is this working?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Steven.
Hello.
And our good friend Mike from Rabblecast.
Hi.
Good. Joining us to honor the wrestlers of past, who have passed. It's the Dead Wrestler Rumble. We'll get right into it. We laid down some ground rules. The way it goes is, like the classic Royal Rumble, every 2 minutes a new wrestler must be entered, and they are entered by one of us remembering them and bringing them in. I don't think any of us really did any prep for this. It's supposed to be...
My prep is perpetual.
You've been prepping for 32 years. We did lay some ground rules down. They have to be wrestler, no managers.
Uh-huh.
And they have to have been active as a wrestler from 85
you don't say.
To present day. And they have to be in one of the big three, WWF / E, ECW, WCW.
This means they could have retired in 1985, but they had to at least appear on television in 1985. Like, that's the cutoff?
Huh? Yeah, like, yeah. So any
what?
Any active wrestler in the big three from 1985 to today that is now dead can be entered into the Rumble. Okay. It's going to be easy at first. Might get hard for me and Steve towards the end.
Yeah, because I got no memory.
And what we're going to do is after the 30 are in there, we're just going to do a lightning round and just go back.
Yeah,
just go around and whoever can't name somebody, they're out until there's, let's be fair, until Matt wins.
Wow. I can't wait for the when you start naming them and they're not really dead.
That'll probably happen.
It's going to be funny.
And you do have the entire 2 minutes to come up with your answer. So in other words, once the bell rings and it's your turn, you have your 2 minutes.
And we're trying to do this from memory here.
From memory. Yeah. I have nothing in front of me. Mm-hmm. I will look them up as you name them. Mm-hmm. Give their death date. And that's pretty much it.
Well.
Any questions?
Okay. Somebody names somebody, are you going to hit their entrance music?
No, I don't have all that stuff.
Come on, dickweed.
I'm going, as I was saying before, I'm going to put that in. In post.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for ruining
it. So since we said no managers or anything, so does that mean no refs either?
Yeah, I would say no refs. Active wrestlers. Wrestlers who
actually wrestle. This kind of like constricts the list a little bit to make it challenging.
Yeah. Otherwise, we can name AWA people and golden age of wrestling people. Because they're all dead. Because they're old. And it's been 50-60 years. Exactly.
I win.
Wow. Yes. So I guess we'll start with Matthew.
Oh.
So.
I'm actually nervous.
Do your Howard Finkel. Let's.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Royal Rumble.
Yay.
All right.
Now let's all find out who picked number one. Who are you going to go with, man? Make it good.
We'll pick a good one. I'm gonna risk this because I think he's dead. I wanna just jump right out there. Special Delivery Jones.
Special Delivery Jones.
Jones certainly dead.
Really?
He makes the 1985 cutoff just barely.
Let me get the.
I hope Matt's wrong with that, and it was 84.
And that's it. Nah, he's definitely in WrestleMania 1.
He died October 26, 2008.
Yes.
Conrad Ephraim.
Yes, Conrad Ephraim. He is history. See ya.
Oh, you know
there's
what?
Not.
Wow.
I completely fucked this up.
Anyway. What'd you do?
No, nothing.
You
can't. Oh, no, I didn't fuck it up. Never mind.
At least there's no theme music for him. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
But, yeah, his claim to fame was being pinned by King Kong Bundy in something like
in
10
the longest,
seconds.
Shortest match of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was like a 40-second match that they said was in like 9 seconds, I think.
Well, it seemed like they booked it to be 9 seconds.
And it failed.
Yeah. And they just bullshitted and pussyfooted around.
Yeah. So
Special Delivery Jones. I don't remember much from him.
He was black.
He was very black.
Did he die of the sickle cell?
That's a good question. I'd like to know what he died from.
Well, let's see. We got about a minute left.
He died of a broken heart.
Did he catch something licking the back of food stamps?
He had a stroke.
Oh.
He died in Argent.
Was it a different stroke?
I'm sorry. He died in Antigua. On October 26, 2008, following a stroke suffered 2 days earlier.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think he moved to Antigua?
I don't know.
Probably
dodging
didn't
somebody.
Have any money or something, yeah.
Special delivery. It's a dead rest.
Good old S.C. Jones, number one.
Yes, number
Let's
one.
See if he makes it to number 30.
And I can't contest the year he was years he was active.
Why is that?
Because I don't know.
Doesn't say? Like retired?
I figure they would. Retired 91. Okay.
91.
You're good.
It's right in the parameter.
See, because I don't even really remember seeing him around.
No, he was pretty much done in the mid-80s for WWF.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Oh. Who's next, Kev?
Yeah.
2-1.
Kev, what do you got?
I'm going to go to what I know well, and that is the ECW.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say John Cronus.
Oh, nice one. Number two.
Number two.
One he half of my favorite tag team of all time.
He also took it in the number two in a porn once.
Wow.
No.
Whoa.
No. What?
Jeez, that's a very interesting tidbit.
Jeez.
Well, how did you find this out?
Yeah.
Was it one of those like XPW related things? Or did he just go out and do a porno on his own?
No, Cronus did a porn. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shit. Actually, Tommy Dreamer told us a pretty cool story about Cronus that he never trained in martial arts or anything, but could throw some really gnarly kicks. And they were getting into fights with fans at shows all the time. And Cronus would just come out of nowhere and just kick dudes in the head.
Wow.
And
so that whole Kenpo karate thing was bullshit?
Yeah, it was all bullshit. Okay. He never trained in any martial art, but he said he never saw Cronus throw a punch.
Interesting.
Ever. It was just always his feet.
Well, he was found dead by his fiancée in his home in New Hampshire, July 18th,
2007. We covered that one on the show.
Yeah, several days after he had undergone knee surgery.
Mm. Yes. Cronus.
Heart failure.
My claim to fame with Cronus is he taught me how to do a back handspring.
Ooh. And much like the Grinch, he had an enlarged heart.
Oh.
Like the Grinch.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of these people are going to have an enlarged heart.
They're just full of love.
But not very large testicles.
No. See, I don't even remember him, really.
No, you didn't really watch ECW.
I didn't. No, not a lot of ECW. Every once in a while, I'd catch it on MSG.
Cronus was pretty gnarly.
He was amazing.
Yeah. Just he came into ECW as a real heavy guy, but could do just crazy things. Just the flips and flipping leg drops.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Steve is up.
Who's it going to be, Daddy? Got Steve. Who's Steve picking?
I'm just going to go with one because it's an awesome death pun. I'm going to go with Crocozuna. Yeah, better known as Yokozuna.
Yep, that guy.
Rodney
Anawai.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he was a big guy.
He was humongous.
He died on October 23rd, 2000.
Yeah.
He died from a pulmonary edema.
Sure he did.
That's probably the first wrestler death that kind of hit me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't really active when he died. He was gone for a while.
No.
He was a man.
He had the feud with Vader, and then he kind of fizzled out after that.
Well, he was absolutely enormous at that point.
He was over 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't
well,
he
was
lose
580
a lot
when
he
died.
Yes. 589, I think they
said. Yes, no, I lost 20 pounds.
No, he was closer to 700 pounds than 600 pounds on his last TV days.
WWE. Remember WWE. That free-for-all match that I had with Stone Cold?
Yes.
With the bonsai and
great
the rope
finish.
Broke.
Yeah.
Yes, that was classic. Yeah, he...
And that was actually one of my favorite Undertaker feuds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid.
It was always good
because they could work together so well.
Yeah, when they always found something that the big guy was afraid of. Mm-hmm. Whether it was snakes, yeah. Snakes or coffins or
perfume.
Perfume in the eyes.
Arrogance.
I was a big fan of the Yokozuna Owen Hart tag team.
Yes.
Oh yes.
My God,
a very straight-laced Yokozuna, and then the over-the-top, over-animated Owen Hart. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right, because Owen announced his special tag team partner against, I don't remember who it was, whoever was the tag team champions at the time, but it was at a pay-per-view.
Smoking Guns?
Was it the Smoking Guns? Because yeah, Yoko was out for a while after the casket match, and then he came back in, like, 95, yeah. And it was just like, boom, like, holy shit, Yokozuna's back, and he just, like, wins the tag team. Uh-oh, this fans 2 minutes of television.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Steve is up next.
Really?
Oh, Mike, I think this Mike is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Texas Tornado.
Ooh.
Kerry Von Erich.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. He offed himself.
Yeah.
Yep, shot in the stomach. Right?
I'll find out in a second.
Ooh, what a terrible way to kill yourself.
1993.
Shoot yourself in the stomach?
I remember hearing that, that he went out in the woods and shot himself. I remember
he didn't want to go to jail, so he killed himself.
After the amputation of his foot. Kerry became addicted to painkillers, followed by several drug problems. Among the many of them were two arrests. First, which was
wow.
Oh, the arrests were problems, not drugs.
Yes.
Okay. Figured I'd clarify that.
He committed suicide by a shot to the heart.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
And you're to blame. On February 18th, 1993, on his father's ranch in Texas.
Now, it's funny when you watch him wrestle after the amputation or any of the later matches. I always thought that he just was like slightly uncoordinated.
Yeah. He was selling
the way
injury.
He would move around, you could see him like pivoting.
What did he lose his foot?
Off the foot.
Motorcycle accident.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Now, he was one of the first wrestlers
I thought
I
it was
remember.
From spinning around so fast.
Well, that's why he would do the discus punches. He would just use the pivot, and he would just... That would be ridiculous.
He was one of the first wrestlers I remember coming into WWF at the time, where they actually acknowledged that he was a wrestler before him, saying he comes from
a champion wrestling
family. Yeah, he comes from a wrestling family and all that. That was the first time I remember that happening.
Why did they have him come back as a pirate?
What? Peg Leg Von Erich?
Yes, that would have been awesome.
You know what? That guy on Facebook, I'm going to have to apologize for it to him. Because
Army matey, you're going to walk the plank.
We are making fun of them. I'm sorry.
Wow. That's tough.
Uh-oh. Oh. Derek, you're up.
Oh, shit, I am.
And we already named off all the ones you know.
I'm out. I'm going to go with a guy...
He's looking him up right now.
I'm just getting his stats. This was the first guy I remember hearing about dying. Like you said, that was Yokozuna was the first one.
Derek, you only got 2 minutes.
Where you're like, damn, I'm procrastinating. You're just like, damn, he's dead.
He's still thinking.
Dino Bravo.
Okay, all right.
He was like the first one that I remember as a kid hearing he's dead and being like, what? Like, really?
That's
he's
not possible.
Dead?
Yeah. Like,
Wait.
I could drop all the stats on this if you want, but go ahead.
Is Dino Bravo the one that got caught up in the cigarette smuggling
in Canada?
And he got killed?
Adolfo Bruschetto, is that his name?
Something like that.
I'm starving. Do we have any bruschetta?
Yeah.
I love bruschetta.
Oh, God, yes, please. No, do you like it with bread or crackers?
Oh, bread. I like it with the bread, like, crackers.
March 10th. You know what I
mean? The little 92? Toasted things.
93. He was found shot to death. 44 years old. 17 shots were fired. 7 to the head and 10 in the chest.
Unbelievable.
While he was watching hockey in Quebec.
I like how they added that.
And eating maple syrup.
And bench pressing 700 pounds.
Yes.
And studying the life of Blue Jays.
He's got a beer, just a beer mug filled with syrup.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Earthquake.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
Dance back
always had to have somebody with him because he couldn't really talk
His
right.
Promos were bad, yeah.
Really bad French Canadian accent. So.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart, man.
Jimmy Hart or Frankie, what was his name?
The Parrot?
No.
No, Jimmy. Oh. Valiant was,
no, who was
and
Frenchie?
Then Jimmy Hart. Frenchie Martin, that was
Frenchie
it.
Martin.
Frenchie Martin.
That's right. So, yeah, that was the first one I remember just being like, oh, my God. Yeah, because I was 12 when I heard he died. I felt like I just saw him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was gone.
Mm. Mm.
Man, look at this.
We and we're done.
We get the first five, though.
Hey, it's my turn.
Matt's coming up. Who's going to be, Matt?
Chris Candido.
Chris Candido.
I'm taking a big one.
He needs to be in there.
Yeah. Chris Candido. He's the man.
Yeah. Feel free to talk
very
to yourself. Well.
I don't want to make fun of
technical wrestler. Yeah,
no, not at all.
No, how could you? Probably
died of a staph infection.
Yeah.
In 2005.
I've heard staph infection. I've heard blood clots.
Oh, blood clot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had gotten the staph infection. He had the injury. Went down to Florida.
Broke his ankle and DNA.
And he was supposedly on his way back to the Fed. Yeah. He was on like a.
He's been doing dark. He was doing dark.
Yeah. I was gonna wrestle with him in the 2005, and he wound up having to work Dusty for NWS on the same day, so he left in the middle of the show and worked somebody else who also passed away. He's not a big three guy. But
really?
Yeah.
So you can't put resin in there?
No.
April 28th.
Dude, I was thinking about him like when we started talking about this, like when we walked in, I thought of resin. I was like, oh,
little guest spot. Yeah.
He was only a year older than us, Matt and Steve.
What's that?
He was only a year older than us.
When he passed.
Yes. April 28th, 2005.
Yes. Yeah, it was a month after. Yeah, it was a month after. That was March 2005. Yeah.
I remember I did the Dappers Chris Candido Memorial Show, the ECW show that he did, where he brought all the guys in.
Yeah,
it was me and who's Rob Echo's tag partner?
Billy Bax.
Yeah, me and Billy Bax were doing a match, and out of nowhere, Roadkill and Danny Doran came in and beat us up. All I remember is just getting a super kick from Danny Doran. And then I don't even remember. It wasn't Dreamer because Dreamer wasn't released. Oh, it was Balls and Axel came out and saved us.
Mm. See, I only knew him as the Body Donna. Who's up next, Kevin?
Yes, it's me. Well, I'm going to go with another wrestler with a great lineage, a deep Texas wrestling heritage, great talent, Bobby Duncombe Jr.
Yeah, Bobby Duncombe.
He's just flexing his muscle. Now, is he the guy that created Dunkaroos?
No, he's not.
When was he active?
He was in WCW.
He was.
West Texas Rednecks, right?
Yeah.
Rapper's crap.
He died of an accidental overdose of a prescription painkiller prescribed by his doctor on January 24th, 2000.
Oh,
history.
Well, that's one of the first times the accidental overdose wasn't called, complications of something or...
Yeah.
WCW marked his passing by renaming one of the turnbuckles on their official ring BDJ.
Wow.
What an honor.
Sure.
They.
You think WWE has that in their vault?
Oh God! Imagine.
But I wonder if WWE has one of those in their vault. There's
styrofoam
urn.
You know, I heard they actually made a little plaque for Bobby Duncombe. Small. It was probably about this big, and they put it on that turnbuckle, and it was consequently stolen by El Dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Why's he gotta be Mexican?
He did it, man. I can't argue facts. You know, that's what happened.
Sure wasn't Corvus here.
Oh shit. That's cash.
So is that a thing, naming turnbuckles after people?
I've never heard of that.
Well, fortunately, none of the Attitude Era turnbuckles were named anything, because they'd all be blurted out now.
Yes.
Oh, God. By, 2008, there would be no turnbuckles available anywhere.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we got to be coming up on the countdown pretty soon here.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot about Bobby Duncombe.
I
got to
say,
Jr.
Now you want to talk.
You're going to fuck this one up.
No, I'm not going with another death punch. I'm going to go with probably my favorite TV wrestler of all time. Deceased from the East.
Nice.
Bam Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
The truth.
Yes, New Jersey native. I believe he lived right on Hope Road.
I'm sure we've all seen him at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Really? I've seen him scaring off little black kids in the mall.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen Bam. Well, it's because I didn't grow up from this area like you guys. So.
He actually, his son wrestled on, well, I almost wrestled against his son in middle school, but they moved him to a different weight. But it was just a really cool moment sitting there on the bench for the wrestling team and seeing there's like a home section and away section on the same side. And then on the other side in the bleachers just sitting
there is Bam Bam Bigelow and his wife. Like, they just gave him his own section.
Yeah. On January 19th, 2007, he's found in home due to multiple drugs found in his system, including toxic levels of cocaine and an anti-anxiety drug.
He also had diabetes.
And he had a heart problem.
And didn't he have a motorcycle accident, too, at some point?
He might have.
I remember reading that.
Well, like, he lost a lot of weight.
Definitely
one
of the most agile big men ever. Yeah.
And he worked for a long. He started out. He must have been pretty young because he was 45 when he died.
Very young.
I remember him in the 80s, so he must have just.
He made a big name for himself, and then I don't know. It's kind of like ECW like rebirthed his career.
Yes.
And made him all over again.
Well, let's not forget he headlined WrestleMania against
LT. Taylor.
LT. Yeah. He was supposed to get a world title run out of that.
Who, Lawrence Taylor?
No. Bam Bam was supposed to get a world title run after that, and then Vince thought about it. It's just like, how am I going to make you world champion when you just lost to a football player? That's what he was promised.
So, well, maybe you shouldn't have had me lose to him.
Oh, Jesus.
You're up, West.
Mike. It's nerve-wracking. Who's it going to be? It's exciting for me, too.
Owen Hart.
Oh.
You said you weren't going to.
No.
Yeah.
What number are we on here?
He was fantastic.
Owen Hart is number 9.
He died in May. 2019.
Yeah, we just passed.
It's right around my birthday in 1999.
May 23rd, 1999. And we don't have to talk much about his death because I'm sure everybody knows about it.
He died?
What happened?
I was just talking to
him. Wait, he was right?
fell from the rafters. On an over-the-edge pay-per-view event in Missouri.
I'll never forget that was the one, because my uncle had a black box, and I would always go down the street.
Racist.
Yep. He'd stand on top of the TV. No. I would always go to his house to watch all the pay-per-views, like WCW and WWF at the time. And that was the one pay-per-view I didn't go and watch. Mm. And I just remember watching Monday Night Raw the next night.
So you jinxed him.
And, yeah, I know.
Son of a bitch.
Well, it's not like you would have seen it.
No, I wouldn't have seen it, but the whole point was just like,
had your eyes been there, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's the one thing that I always think in my head is if I had a time machine, I'd save Owen Hart's life.
Wow,
really?
Yeah.
What would you do? Stand there and catch him?
No, I put Jeff Jarrett in a suit.
Nice.
Good.
Then there'd be no TNA.
So let's rewrite history and rewind this. Oh, WCW? Jeff Jarrett, you picked? Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett. Yeah.
And then rather than boo, we'd all pull it wildly and take our shirts off and swing them over our heads.
Look, we'd have no TNA. We might still have WCW.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Mm-hmm. That may change history. Completely.
Obama may not be president.
Maybe.
You never know.
Oh, my God.
Owen Hart might be president.
That's right. It's the butterfly effect.
It's funny because Owen Hart only wanted to do wrestling for another 2 years and wanted to become a firefighter in his town. Him and his wife were just building a house.
Shit.
I don't think you can preface.
Not me.
I don't think you can preface that by saying this is funny.
No, this isn't funny.
No, you did.
Derek.
Oh, it's me. I'm gonna go with a guy who I believe is dead.
Let me double check before I answer.
Yeah,
come on.
Who I never liked, and apparently nobody really ever liked him. Ludwig Borga.
Yes.
He's dead.
January 8th, 2010. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. From an unlicensed handgun.
And where was
fucking
he living?
Fucking terrorist.
Where was it?
Was he living in Croatia
Finland or something?
He wasn't really Finnish.
Poland?
I don't know.
Some country with the last name Stan.
Well, he was born in Helsinki.
He was Finnish.
And
okay.
He died in Helsinki.
Damn.
He was born there. He died there.
Damn.
Parts unknown.
I thought he was one of those guys who wasn't really like what they said he was.
Wait, who did you say?
Ludwig Borga.
Man, this Jersey Cowboys favorite wrestler of all time.
Really?
He had music album.
What, in Finland?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, look, really? He had a music album.
Yes.
See, this is
he released
Fresh Prince of Finland.
Yep.
Fresh Prince of Helsinki.
This is one of the characters that's just outside of my knowledge and viewing.
Yeah,
of
he hit it in like 93, 94. Yeah. He was already kind of old.
No, he was an older gentleman that came in and feuded with Bret Hart. And then after the Bret Hart feud, they had nothing for him.
Luger, they tried.
Yeah, they
tried
pushed him with
Luger
when he was doing the All-American bullshit. I never liked him.
Man.
Apparently Jim Ross didn't like him either. Yeah. He said some nasty things about him after he died.
Of course.
He said, I won't speak at length about those who have passed away.
Because my jaw gets tired.
But Tony obviously had issues It was not a great guy to be around.
One of our local jobbers, Dan DeBeal, got to wrestle Ludwig Borga on like Superstars or something. This guy from Middletown. He used to be on like a weekend wrestling show. Oh shit!
We can't stop the clock. Matt's up next. I don't know. It's getting tight.
Well, I got some bad news for the ground because here comes Bad News Brown.
Huh? Fucking asshole. That was my next one. I'm trying to keep like the whole thing.
Now, he was in the Olympics, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, judo or something like that, right?
Yeah.
He was a judo champ.
Yeah.
He was by all accounts, he was a legit badass.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if he liked you, that was very good for you.
He had a heart attack the morning of March 6, 2007. A lot of March-April deaths. Yeah. Spring.
2007 was the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Calgary. And he died minutes after being rushed there due to chest pains.
Now he was like 60-something, right?
Yeah, he was older. 63.
In Calgary, huh?
Yeah.
So that's Canada.
That is.
So he was eating a bucket of chicken soaked in maple syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
He ate the bones.
While watching Blue Jays.
I ate the bones.
A.
Hashtag A.
I ate the bones.
Trained by Stu Hart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
I knew.
Oh, okay.
He's dead.
Yes, he is.
All right, next one.
I think he was like the last, like, old school heel. Yeah. No music, just black trunks.
Black gloves.
Loner.
Jump.
Say boner?
Yeah.
Boner.
He did always had a black boner before his match.
Yes.
Oh. Black boner.
He'd always jump the guy. Every single match was always the same thing. He'd jump the guy and beat him down in like...
The ghetto blaster.
Like a minute. And he'd always have that awkward setup for the ghetto blaster because he'd have to like stand the guy up and like kind of like size him up and hit him with it.
Yeah.
That was one of the best names of a finisher of all time.
Fantastic.
Ghetto blaster. Mm-hmm. That's it. No more Hinziguris. Go pick a ghetto blaster
ghetto
from now
blasters.
On.
That, well, we always called it the ghetto blaster up until Jim Ross started and Joey Styles started throwing the Hinziguri.
I thought it was Gay Tom, whatever his name is.
Gay Tom?
No, what the hell is it? The guy, Mike Tenay, that's it.
Oh, Mike Tenay did
Tom. Mike Tenay.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Okay. Kevin, getting nervous?
No.
Great wrestler, great trainer, created a few stars. It had a long, long career. Gentleman Chris Adams.
Okay. Thanks, Kev.
I love Kev sticking to the obscure ones.
he trained Stone Cold.
Yes, he did.
And Stone Cold took his wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Talking about Steve Mongo McMichael, baby?
Yeah. And I think
wow, he had a Corvus Fear reputation there.
Oh, wait now. No, I think
he stole money?
Chris Adams got shot by his ex-wife?
Yeah.
In April 2000. Again, April. Adams and his girlfriend of 4 months, Linda, some weird last name.
McMahon?
Were both found unconscious inside a friend's apartment, the victims of a drug overdose of the drug GHB and alcohol. Oh. Adams recovered, but his girlfriend died in a local hospital 10 hours later. Over a year later, Adams was indicted on a manslaughter charge, but on October 7th, 2001, while awaiting trial, he was fatally shot in the chest during a drunken brawl with a friend known as Boo Ray, a.k.a. Brent Parnell in Texas.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, the gun owner.
Shot by Boo Ray.
The gun owner claimed self-defense and was found innocent of all charges. Yes.
Hmm. He's trying to put me in a spinning toe hold. Please state your name for the court. Boo Ray.
Boo Ray.
Chris Adams had a good... Boo Ray.
Had a good... he called it a caressing kick.
Yeah.
He called it a super kick. Yeah. A caressing kick.
I always caressing like that. Kick. Cool. Savat and Crescent Kick. I always like those names.
I like Cryonic Kick.
He re-debuted in WCW at one point towards like somewhere in like the late 90s, I think. And it kind of pushed him towards, you know, that whole Blue Blood Regal thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Steve, you're up, buddy.
I'm going with another death pun.
I like the two-minute thing. It really stops us like, that's it.
That's it. Moving on.
I'm going to go with Gravy Boy Smith.
Nice. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's a guy.
Well, here's a guy.
I would never want to be Jim Cornette's like wrestler. I would not.
Jim Cornette. Bad luck.
Bad luck. Wow. Nope. I'm surprised Bart Gunn isn't dead yet.
he's a guy, even to this day, I'll look at old matches of him and find it hard to believe that he's actually dead. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He died on May 18th. Again, April and May.
It's
what
a spring.
Hell?
It's like seasonal affective disorder.
I guess so. He died May 18th, 2002 at the age of 39 after suffering a heart attack.
Yeah.
In British Columbia. Yeah. And he was part of the Hart family, married in. And, yeah.
At one point, he was really fucking big.
He actually might have been the first one to get me like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's just like
well said. Yeah, no, it was very sad.
Well articulated.
There's a few I think that'll be in the list tonight that are
absolutely we haven't
even scratched the surface.
No, like for me though, like when he died, it was like, wait a minute, so he'll not be on TV again?
He's not.
I won't be able to see his stretch marks ever again.
He's not being repackaged.
Yeah, I can see the stretch marks. I mean,
all he had to do was loosen up the tassels on the bicep. Yeah,
exactly.
we just saw the man get his fucking face thrown in shit, and the next week he's dead.
Yeah. Legit.
Unless repackaged.
He did wrestle in front of the biggest crowd ever.
Yep. Where was that?
The Wembley Stadium.
One of the biggest.
Wembley.
SummerSlam 1992.
When he won the belt?
Yeah, when he won the IC title. Yeah.
That's right.
Ticket seller.
That place be fucking, they blew the roof off.
That was,
ticket seller.
Wait. Do you know how much money, if I sold out, did a ticket seller and I sold out that place and I got a dollar each ticket, I'd be fucking rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
80,000.
Exactly.
But that's how many people were there?
Put that in a high interest bank account.
I thought it was like 140,000.
83,005, I think.
Who's next?
Oh, Mike. And he's on. He's like a little edgy because it's Matt Stoll's guy.
Yeah.
Matt buried his guy.
Yeah. Definitely did. I'm actually going to go with somebody that was also trained by the Harts, but he isn't Canadian.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Brian Pillman.
Oh,
okay.
Prime time.
One of Derek's favorites.
Prime.
Yeah, he was. Didn't get to see him wrestle much. Saw a little bit of his ECW stuff, came to WWF on crutches, and by the time he was finally well enough to wrestle, he only got a good couple months out, right?
Yeah, well, the last 2 years, I think, of his career, like, he only maybe wrestled a couple times.
Yeah, he had a good feud with Goldust.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought
that was like right when they started getting super personal.
That stuck me back into, like, this fucking shit's real.
Yeah. No, you know what stuck me back in? The fucking gun.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy shit.
Starting with the ECW stuff through to when he died, Brian Pillman did a great job of keeping himself relevant and interesting without wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
Yeah. And now he was also a Bengal linebacker, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
He had great facial expressions.
Yeah,
great natural athlete, though.
Yeah.
He had the car accident. I think that was when he just went to ECW, right?
Mm. No. He had the
throat thing, too.
He had the car accident, and that's why he got released from WCW. And his foot was still broken, and Paul's just like, I want to bring you in.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it... No, because he... The story that I heard was that he convinced Bischoff that it would bring a lot of attention if he did an angle where he went to ECW. And then, he something about swerving the marks into believing... You know, that there was something really going on when actually he was working out a deal with WWF. And so he couldn't get in trouble with making a deal with WWF. He convinced Bischoff to give him a conditional release, saying he was going to come back.
Well, he died on October 5th, 1997.
Yes, he did. Derek.
That's my turn, huh?
You're up, brother.
I have some, but I want to get, a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Crush.
He's still alive.
Oh.
Crush? Oh, man. This guy.
Otherwise known as...
Hot Ryan Garbage. Adams.
What?
The singer?
Yes.
Canadian?
Crush was one of those guys who wasn't very good. He's a big guy. He could cut a decent promo when he wanted to. And he was very intense when it came to his work in the match. But when the other guy got the heat, he fucking crumpled up into a ball of shit.
Well, I like the feud where him and Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was me.
And it was the...
That's when he heel turned, right?
Yeah, where he's heel turned.
Yeah.
And he joined
brother,
with
Mr. I was in the hospital, brother. And you didn't come to see me one time, brother.
Yeah.
He's my friend.
I love how he went from Demolition to a Hawaiian guy.
Tory Islands was an awesome
He really movie. Did a good job of reinventing himself over time.
Yeah. August 13th, 2007, he was found unconscious in his bed. by his wife in Tampa, Florida. She called 911, but he was pronounced dead by paramedics when they arrived. He was 43 years old.
Another 2007.
He reportedly received illegal steroids in February 2006, including testosterone and HGH. These drugs were speculated to have played a role in it. Yeah, he's another guy I was just like, wow, he's dead.
Oh, well, there goes that.
I hated the tag team Chronic. They were overrated.
I pass on Grace.
It really just kind of seemed like the Acolytes, when they were doing the APA thing, that was getting over. So they just took two big guys and they're like, here.
Take a shitload of steroids and make yourself look big.
They did the bodyguard thing where the Acolytes would get hired to do somebody else's dirty work.
Yeah.
They started doing that with Chronic. And
Jesus.
Yeah, moving right along.
That was a quick one.
That was a quick 2 minutes. All right, Matty boy, what do you got?
We're halfway through, by the way.
I'm going with Hurtquake.
Hurtquake.
A big, mighty Hurtquake. Earthquake.
Otherwise known as the Canadian Earthquake.
John Tenta. Bladder cancer. He died in 06.
You were supposed to wrestle him, too, right?
Yeah, Steve and I were supposed to wrestle him in 98. And
now Matt just goes, looks like him now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
That's what I'm going for.
I'm going to be called Tremor.
Oh, my God.
When I was a little kid, my dad had me convinced that Earthquake was my Uncle Bill.
Oh, shit.
But he had bladder cancer. He died.
So he died of a legit death?
June 7th, yes, 2006.
Nobody found him laying there dead?
No, he actually was calling in on a wrestling talk radio show quite often. And it was just like talking about his like progression of his illness and everything, and how he was like surprised that he got so much positive, you know.
I thought you were gonna say he dropped dead while on a phone call with the radio.
No.
So I was getting in the.
He's like, pretty much. He's like, I don't got a lot of time left. He's like, I just want to thank all my fans, you know, for all the positive mail like that he would get and stuff. He was actually
a sumo wrestler.
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah,
Koto
he was.
Tenzan.
That was him and Yokozuna.
Yokozuna
broke his leg, and they had to get the forklift taken out.
Yikes.
There's a lot of dead Canadian wrestlers that we talked about.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrestling that kills you. I think it's
No. That was Vader broke Yokozuna's leg.
Yeah, that was
And they used the forklift to get Yoko out. And then while they're carting Yoko out, Vader attacks him again.
Well, wasn't the same night he also beat up Gorilla Monsoon?
It might have been the same night, yeah.
If not, it was around the same time.
But they did have the sumo match with Yokozuna and Earthquake. Yes.
Didn't Yoko
Raw.
Technically kill Gorilla Monsoon?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He died like a week after the fucking Banzai.
We didn't.
Remember when Earthquake killed the snake? Was it Damien?
Yes.
Yeah, Jake was crying.
Wait, Gorilla Monsoon was still relevant in TV in this time, right?
It was.
Wasn't active.
Yes, he was. No, we said he could have been active, but then if he...
Oh, shit.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla Monsoon.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I'm a little... He's not active.
But he wasn't... No, we said before. If he was an active wrestler...
I said active wrestler from 85 on. He didn't wrestle in 85.
That's a close one. He did throw some nasty chops on Vader in that one.
Would you call that being an active wrestler?
He got in the ring and did his work, brother.
I know you are, but I'm asking the consensus. I say no.
I got 1.5.
I say
hey, 95. Let's look him up. Yeah, when did he retire?
We got what, a minute 30 left?
Yeah. Come up with another one?
We got to mention, though, that Gorilla Monsoon was one of the greatest commentators of all time.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what's funny?
He retired in 81.
81.
Oh, that's close enough.
And he chopped the shit
with somebody
out
of
Vader. I say no. Matt?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, so wait. He has.
I'm going with because he got in the ring and worked.
All right, Mike. Tiebreaker.
I don't know. We said active from 85 on.
So you say no.
No, because right, he managed.
You got,
I got another one?
You got a minute and 9 seconds to come up with another one.
He was a great young athlete. Never really got to live up to his potential, but definitely had the fans on the edge of their seats every match he was in. Renegade.
The warrior of ultimate
proportions,
brother.
I totally thought you were going to go with somebody else that you made me think in my head, and I'm going to throw it out next time.
You know what's great about that pick, by the way, Kev, is that there's not a lot to say about
it. He didn't have much of a career.
Yeah, he was the warrior of ultimate proportions, though.
Although, if I remember correctly, when they first introduced the American males, he was repackaged as one of them.
Yeah.
And then it just became Riggs and Bagwell.
Yes.
He committed suicide on February 23rd, 1999.
Another February one.
Couldn't take it. Yeah, he had a
similar to Texas Tornado, I think. Huh?
And he got a 10 bell salute on Nitro.
He had a good run as Renegade, and they pushed him with Sting and Hogan and all that.
Jesus.
He won the TV title.
Then he broke his neck and was never the same.
How?
You got another fucking pun?
No, actually, since we're in a part where we can get one wrong, but I think you guys might laugh and agree with me that this technically is right. Since we are doing the Dead Wrestler Rumble, The Undertaker.
Wow.
He's dead man. No?
That's
nothing?
That's a special entrant.
Yeah.
All right. I'm only going to go with this one because he died on my birthday. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was trying to celebrate my birthday. He crashed into a fucking tree, ruined my day.
He didn't ruin your day. Look, he didn't crash into a tree. He was having a heart attack while he was driving. Looked over to his wife. I'm having a heart attack or something's wrong with my chest. He has
a heart attack over here. They barely take the wheel for me.
They barely hit the tree.
Yeah.
May 20th, 2011.
Well, at least they spared the tree.
Yeah, the tree was fine.
My fucking birthday was ruined.
Yeah. Louis, what is it? His brother talked about
Lanny?
Yeah, what?
Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Leaping Lanny.
The genius.
He is a monogamous heterosexual.
He actually talks like that in
yes.
real life.
Yeah, that, he's
and,
gay.
And Macho, and Macho Man talked like he talked in real life. So.
Yeah. Well, Macho was just living the gimmick.
It was just some wacky voices in that family.
Macho didn't look too great, though.
He looked like Santa.
Yeah,
he did.
Ron from Ron and Fez had a cool story about Macho Man that I thought was awesome that I told right after he died, where Macho called him up and said he wanted to come to the Ron's comedy club in Florida, but he didn't want anybody bothering him. He just wanted to show up and sit in the back and take in the show. And Ron said, sure, I'll take care of you. And he said Savage showed up with the fucking hat on and like a crazy jacket and the big sunglasses. And he's like, it's not that he wanted to stand out. That's just who he was.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
Unbelievable.
Macho Man was awesome.
Yeah, he really was. He was like, I feel he had like the biggest charisma. But he would just like, he was that outrageous dressed guy. You fucking count.
I always would get to you. He was one of the greatest of all time.
He really was. Without best promos of all time. He stole the oh yeah for somebody else.
Kool-Aid Man.
All right. Yeah. The person who you were talking about, young wrestler, had always people on the edge of their seats. In Mexico, he was called Madonna's lover boy. But in WWF and in ECW, you knew him as Luis Piccoli.
Rad Radford.
Yeah, yeah, Rad Radford in WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Luis
He's Piccoli.
Gone. Yep. He was in ECW. WWF and WCW.
The third member of Los Gringos Locos.
Yeah.
And they also named the movie after him.
He died on February 15th, 1998, at the ripe age of 27.
Unbelievable. That's, oh my God. That's horrible.
That actually shook me a little, too.
Yeah. You liked him.
I did.
Yeah. He was a great worker. And
he overdosed on soma and wine.
Of course.
Choked on his own vomit in his sleep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else had choked their own vomit and died.
Mama Cass?
Yeah, I heard he crashed.
So no, but I liked it because Tommy Dreamer like took him in when he was in ECW and helped him. And
yeah.
Tommy Dreamer named the DVD after him, the Spicoli Driver.
Yeah,
because that's what Spicoli used as his finisher. Mm. Which you don't see nowadays that much by wrestlers that actually do that. So,
oh hello,
thanks. Special delivery here for some nuts.
Looks great.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
So.
Derek's mother just gave him the finger.
What did she just say?
I don't know. But she gave you like the Austin, like the two fingers, and then one more dog.
Okay.
Well,
we got another.
Yeah. Oh shit! We got another one coming in.
Yeah. Anyway.
Any second.
All right.
It's steamy down here.
It is hot down here.
It is steamy. Yeah. Turn the fan on.
Yeah. I'm gonna put these nuts in my mouth.
Have some nuts.
Bring it over here. Bring the whole tray, Mike.
No. Get up and get your own nuts.
Yeah, so I remember a funny skit with when they teamed up Spicoli and Candido, and Candido was Skip at the Bodydonna's.
Yes.
Spicoli had candy hidden in his gear.
Yes, he did.
That's fucking great. It's you, Derek.
You're wasting time, Derek.
I'm going to go with the big guy. I'm going to bring Andre in.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you're automatically disqualified.
Why is that? He died due to congestive heart failure on the night of January 27th, 1993 in Paris. He was in Paris to attend the funeral of his father.
Yes.
Anybody want a peanut?
Oh,
you move your pinky. That's wonderful.
Andre. Andre has possibly the most mixed reaction from guys in the business.
Really?
He has, like, the strongest following possible from, like, the old-timers. But then there's, like, the guys who, like, kind of came into the tail end and were like, he was just an asshole.
Yeah.
And you know what? It really was more, like, misunderstood. Like, he really didn't like being bothered. Like, he really didn't like being asked questions and stuff. And
it's hard to not be bothered when you're fucking 7'4".
He wasn't.
And 4 feet of that is your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He can fuck a chick with his thumb and it'd still be bigger than my dick. And my dick's pretty sweet.
Pretty much, yeah.
I saw it last night.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, what was that one show we made the comment which sent Vaughn into, like, the most epic fit of laughter when I said that they referenced Andre as being hung like a Duraflame log.
Duraflame log. Yeah. It's on fire.
Duraflame.
Yeah.
How you guys doing with those nuts in your mouth?
You're right.
Shut up.
No, thanks.
You don't allergic. Like nuts?
Are you really?
You don't like your mom's nuts?
No, I don't like my mom's nuts.
Yeah, Andre was something else.
Yeah. Yeah. It was shocking that he died, but not completely.
How old was he?
I mean,
he
was coming out like with the Bushwhackers and shit.
He was only like 48.
He had like the double canes and I mean he was going.
When I found out he died, I was actually playing with the Hasbro figures with a friend. And he smashed Andre into Hogan so hard that Andre's arm flew across the room.
And then he died?
No, we heard the announcement on the news. Like the news was like on for whatever reason.
While you're picking up the arm off the ground.
Playing. Yeah, no, and he smashed Andre into Hogan.
Number 19. Announcement.
I got to go with the perfect death.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
Kurt Hennig.
One of the greats.
Another one of those guys that just... He was like everything that you'd want in a wrestler and...
And a husband.
I guess.
What? February 10th, 2003. He was found dead in a Florida hotel room. He was 44 years old. Acute cocaine intoxication.
The perfect overdose.
Yes, it was.
Wait, I want to go out.
And it really sucks to me that he's dead. Although, he came back, and I had no idea, because I stopped watching.
To life?
No, he came back to the WWF.
Well, that was
he came back for a rumble and
yeah, he had that little run where he was doing like jobber matches, basically.
Well, the WCW went out of business, and then there was that random upstart company in the South. I don't know if you guys remember it. It was
yes,
PW whatever, and they like booked up one show with a lot of big names, including Kurt Hennig, and from what I heard, his re-signing as well as a few other guys signing back with the WWF was their way of squashing this new guy that was coming up and trying to start a new wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just signed everybody, made them do shitty matches, and then let them go once the company was under.
Well, once they died.
Yeah. Or they died.
Yeah.
They poisoned their cocaine.
I'm going to give them all a bad batch of cocaine.
Got this cocaine laced with arsenic.
You know who I feel bad for? His son.
Yeah.
They bring him in.
The wrestler now, right?
They bring him in this past Monday night at Raw. He's supposed to be the new Paul Heyman guy. And Triple H just ends up burying him.
Wow.
Not to mention that he has big boots to fill.
Mm-hmm. Between his grandfather and his father.
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin.
High flyer. Great wrestler. Even better brawler. And the most impressive thing he ever did was make the gear bag he carried to the ring with him look like a wrestler. That would be his tag team partner. I'm talking about Rocco Rock.
Wow.
Rocco Rock went to high school with my gym teacher.
Wow.
Went to high school with my gym teacher. And when I became a professional wrestler my senior year in high school, when I told my gym teacher I was becoming a professional wrestler, he's like, oh, I went to school with Rocco Rock, this and that. And he was telling me how much of a fucking douchebag he was.
He was old. Like, you didn't even realize. Like, ECW, he was, like, pushing 50.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing moonsaults off cages. Ridiculous.
He died on September 21st, 2002, at the age of 49.
On his way to a show, right?
Yeah, I think he had a heart attack driving to a show.
Yeah. Ted Petty.
No, I think he did one show, and he was going on his way to another show.
Ah. So his heart rate was up, and he was...
Yeah.
Switching lanes.
Exactly.
Switching lines, maybe.
And Philadelphia.
But yeah, he had a whole long career. He wrestled under the mask.
Yes.
And then he kind of picked up his tag partner, who at the time was just a guy he felt comfortable wrestling.
Yes.
And would just have matches with him and travel with him. And just any show he'd go to, he'd wrestle the guy who'd eventually become his tag team partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they eventually became the Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Nobody liked them anywhere.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were fucking over in ECW.
Yeah.
I just remember Paul Heyman, like, hyping these guys up and, like, all this music and everything, and they're talking about, like, these rappers and all this other stuff and, like, these gangster guys, and these two white guys just come out of nowhere.
Two middle-aged white dudes.
Yeah.
It was great, though. And they had some fucking wild brawls, and some of those cage matches were just ridiculous.
A quick wrestling teacher-related note. My physics teacher in high school was the wrestling coach when Bam and Bigelow went to school in Neptune.
I'm going to go ahead and just name off that gear bag that Kevin was talking about.
I was hoping you would.
Yeah, good old Johnny Grunge.
Oh, man.
That going guy, for one.
Johnny Grunge.
Tag partners for life.
Yeah.
Johnny Grunge, infamous event.
He shit on me.
He shit on Steve indirectly. Steve was sitting down getting changed for a show for NWA. And
that Flyboy was booked on and Grunge was not.
And they walked in, and Grunge comes up to Steve, and he goes, what'd he say to you, Steve?
Yo, man, get the fuck up. I had to give up my seat and sit on the floor, finish getting dressed, while he didn't do anything because he wasn't working.
He was just blown up from walking in.
Yeah.
He was sweating. So happy when he died.
He lived in Middlesex.
Yeah.
And we almost got him to do our backyard show.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty close.
What was the offer?
What was the... I don't know what the offer was. All I know is that we almost got him.
Bag of donuts?
No, because I remember my friend Rick lived across the street from him. Mm. And I remember one time that he had to jump his car because he had to get this hooker home before his daddy came home.
Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow. There was a news story once about wrestling steroid abuse, and Johnny Grunge's name came up. Listed as an idol of young boys in high school growing up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that.
Compared to another famous deceased wrestler. It's just being one of those guys that kids looked up to because, you know, and the steroids thing became an issue with kids in high school again at the time. What's interesting is that Johnny Grunge is morbidly obese.
Yeah, there's two things about this story I don't believe. Yeah. One is that children looked up to Johnny Grunge, and two is that Johnny Grunge did steroids.
His wife adamantly suggested that yeah, it was a steady diet of steroids, somas, and alcohol.
Who's next?
Mike.
Yeah. Sherry Martel.
Nice one.
Mm.
Nice one.
Now, was she wrestling?
She was active.
At that time?
She was active wrestler probably until 1990.
No, she was an active wrestler after that.
Oh, she did more?
She wrestled a match in WCW against Jacqueline.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
She did.
Yeah, what's up?
The whole Harlem Heat manager thing.
Nice. Exactly. These are my slaves. No, they're not.
I think she also...
And recently, I was talking to you, Matt, about this, where I was watching her, with Savage back in the day.
Yeah.
And she was our age
at
the time. I just think, like, she looked so old.
I think it was the makeup and the facials.
No, do you know what it is? Go back, look at photos of your parents in the 80s. Your parents in the 80s. My parents were, I believe, late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. They looked like they were fucking 50 years old.
Yeah.
It's what you were back then and That's how true. You presented yourself.
Sherry's appearance, like what she did to make herself stand out, I think made her look worse than she actually did look. I don't think, like, they always call her, like, Scary Sherry and stuff, but I think it was just a very well-done, gimmicky appearance.
I remember I met her, and this is the last interview she's ever did, was for Timmy Rivers' G-plug movie, Card Subject to Change. Mm-hmm. It was the last interview she ever did.
Good flick.
And I just remember seeing her, and I looked at her, and I was just like, I'd still fuck the shit out of her.
Dude, the Jannetty Shawn Michaels match when she was out there.
The big floppy titties.
Yeah, I would smack him around.
Dude, no. She looked like she... that's a woman I would definitely like to learn everything from.
Yeah.
In the ring and out of the ring.
Yeah.
That's a woman I'd let bite my foreskin off.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bite my foreskin.
She did have some chompers on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, Erin.
Derek. Right, I'm next.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, you jogged my memory with the Sherry Martel, and I wanted to get some more female representation in here. Mm-hmm. Someone who I thought was very strange,
mm-hmm.
and I looked her up a couple years ago and found out she died. Bertha Faye.
Yeah.
Very weird when they brought in the female wrestlers pre-Attitude Era, and she was just this giant. Couldn't tell if she was Oriental. I couldn't. I had no idea.
She was some kind of Arabic. I believe her last name is Singh.
Yeah, Rhonda Singh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a married name, though.
Yeah, brought in by Harvey.
Probably not.
Who knows?
Brought in by Harvey Whippleman to go against Alundra Blaze.
Yes.
Yeah.
At a time when Alundra Blaze was the only female wrestler on the roster, and they would just bring people to wrestle her.
She had such a sweet German suplex.
She really did. Yeah. She really did.
She died on July 27th, 2001, at the age of 40.
Big fat piggy lady.
Yeah. Do you know what Alundra Blaze does now?
She's a monster truck driver.
Yes, and she's also a dog groomer.
Yeah,
she's also like better looking now than she was 10 years ago.
I think she is.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's also a former WCW.
And that happened with Sherry Martel, too. She looked better before she died than she did in the early 90s. But Rhonda Singh committed suicide.
Oh. That's sad. See, that's one thing that's sad to hear when women commit suicide.
Yeah.
She worked as a caregiver to the handicapped.
There was another chick thing.
Look, I've been relying on a lot of retards and handicaps. I'd kill myself too.
Oh. I'm sure it's depressing.
There was another chick they brought in against Alundra Blaze, Bull Nakano.
Yes.
Bull Nakano was such a crazy good wrestler. She probably is.
No, she's still alive. She just retired 2 years ago.
Okay. She had an awesome submission move that she did to Alundra Blaze at SummerSlam 94, where she starts with the sharpshooter, flips him over, and picks up underneath the shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And I've tried to, like, work that into a match.
It is the hardest thing to do, and it's the worst move to get put on. Because Jay Lethal, when we first started training in Jersey Upper Wrestling, that was his finisher.
Oh, man.
And I was a dummy. There's no way you can fake that move.
You're suspended in air, being bent. Like, you probably could have did it to me because my super flexible back. But yeah, whose turn is it?
I think it's yours, Matt.
Go to another woman. Go to another woman.
You want to go to another one? Okay, Luna Vachon.
We're gonna have to put Luna. Right.
We'll go for the round of chicks.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, Luna Vachon.
I would have.
Yes. Everybody looked at me like I was a fucking weirdo. But no. When she was, and not like when she was. She was one of the ones that didn't look as good when she was
the crossover to ECW. That little short stuff.
When she was going from no. Like when she was with Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Even when she was with the Odyssey. Remember when she did the swimsuit thing when she didn't want to take it off? She looked pretty fucking hot
She had a tight body. She did.
She did.
August 27th, 2010. She was found dead in her Florida home.
Wasn't her she like a garbage truck driver? Or something?
No, yeah. She was not a garbage truck. She was a
trucker.
No. People that come and pick your cars up when
repo.
Tow
truck driver.
She's a tow truck driver.
Nice.
She's an ice road trucker.
I'll never forget. It was one of the Manville shows, and this is when Dapper ran two shows in one night.
Right, I remember that. One was in Middletown, and one was in.
One was in Manville. Yeah. It was two big shows, but I just remember because Arcadia was tagging with Cindy Rogers, and it was I think she tagged with Julio,
okay,
or somebody. I can't remember, but. Arcadia came in the back, and he's just like, Luna had me a headlock, and she's like, hold on a second, kid. And she fucking just ripped ass, and she's like, oh, I feel so much better now.
Oh, shit.
Hold on a second, kid.
And thanks to her, that was the closest Matt has gotten to Silicon.
Well, at the time.
At the time.
The next closest was Missy Hyatt.
Okay.
Missy Hyatt shoved a breast in my face and asked me if her outfit looked good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you wait in the back?
I was alone with her in the back, actually, when that happened. Yeah.
Who's next? Kev?
Luna's ECW run was really awkward.
It was.
It was.
Because I don't think her and Gangrel were still married at the time. I think they just got divorced. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they call her the estranged wife.
Yeah.
I think by any stretch of being a worker, he wasn't all that good. But holy shit, was he impressive, especially for a guy his size. And unfortunately, he was not adapted to the WWF style, so he couldn't really make the transition, but very impressive. Mike Awesome.
That 70s guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he really likes fat chicks.
Yeah.
Yes.
That type of man.
Mike Awesome died February 17th, 2007.
He hung himself in his closet.
Hanged. I heard that like friends were coming over because they were supposed to go to the movies together or something ridiculous.
Yeah,
they had
something planned for the night. And like, oh, he's finally dead.
How tall is his closet?
Yeah, was he kneeling down or anything?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
But holy shit, like some of the stuff he could pull off, man, that was nuts.
I'll never forget. We went to give one of the jugglers the Austin Bomb on the school bus. They gave him the bomb, and then he fell down.
The smaller of the ICP guy.
Yeah.
Too dope.
Yeah. He power bombs on top of a bus, and he just slides off like a school bus, like a big Partridge Family bus.
I just love how his theme music had and it's like one of the lyrics is "You'll get hit with an awesome bomb." Like, that's just in his song.
Yeah.
Because that spot is in every match.
Oh, yeah, whether you want it or not. You better kick out if you're going over.
You do those fucking springboard dives to the outside.
Oh, yeah, very athletic. Nuts. Very athletic big man.
Really strong.
Very athletic.
Okay, I remember when he ran into WCW and power bombed Kevin Nash.
Did it.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. He's just like, I don't give. Yeah. He's like, I don't give a shit if you don't want to take this or not.
Wow. I never heard that story.
Yeah. Well, it probably was planned, but he gave him a power bomb.
He did.
But you know how Kevin Nash was lazy in WCW. He didn't want to take anything.
No, I'm going to go with the Ultimate Solution.
All right.
Ultimate Solution.
Cheap Swenson.
Who?
He was the guy they brought in to end Hulkamania in WCW.
The alliance to end Hulkamania.
Yeah. It was the huge jack guy with the shaved head.
With a huge
and
belly.
And he played Bane in, Batman. Yeah.
I had to go obscure. You know,
Z Gangsta.
I remember that because I think me and Eric were watching that match because we're talking about Bane. And I was looking up the guy that played Bane because we were comparing the different Banes from the Batman movies. And I was like, this guy was a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him what match it was. And we went and we watched it. And it was just most I'll never forget when Lex Luger got whipped off and ran like 20 feet just to hit the fucking cage.
Yeah.
Unreal.
On August 18th, 1997, he died of heart failure.
Another.
He was 40 years old.
He did have.
Hulk Hogan and James Caan gave eulogies at his funeral.
This guy did have straight up steroids running through his veins instead of blood.
Yes.
Yeah. He had like the venom that Bane had in the form of steroids.
He was huge.
I will give him this. At least he looked more like Bane in the stupid movie than Bane looked like.
He was
perfect
for Bane. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Like, you couldn't get a human being that was more.
Did he talk at all in that?
I don't remember.
No, I hated that they just threw Bane in there, though.
Yeah.
Because that's when Bane was just like starting to be big.
No, he had that one line. And then we don't care.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jeep Swenson. In the 80s in Texas, he used freaking. What is that song?
I Want to Be Sedated?
No.
I Saw the Sign?
No, he used this like Van Halen song that was so like calm and mild.
Panama?
No, but I wish he did use Panama.
Yeah, let me read this. His character was renamed the Ultimate Solution. WCW claimed they were unaware that the Final Solution was the name of Hitler that Hitler gave to his plan to destroy the Jews.
He was brought in to end Goldberg Mania.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Missing Link.
Nice. Okay.
Oh.
Zelda? I hated that guy.
Yeah. Zelda's the girl.
Dewey Robertson. Iron Mike always talking about Dewey Robertson every week when we go to Iron Mike's. I couldn't stand it.
I never liked him. He was one of those guys that, like...
Didn't Iron Mike travel on the road with Mae Young and the other broad?
Supposedly.
Moolah? Yes.
Well, he died on August 16th, 2007 at the age of 68.
Another 2007.
He had cancer.
Yeah. He did...
He didn't talk about it on a radio show, though.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Oh. He only did headbutts, I think.
When did Missing Link stop wrestling?
80s.
I know that we had him in.
Oh no, he
NWS.
Yeah, he went at least active in the Indies, but on TV, I think it was in the '80s.
Hmm. It says he retired in the 1990s, but came back to do independent shows as the Missing Link, starting in 2004.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, Missing Link was one of those like. Crossover, I want to say WWF guys that like kind of hung out. Wasn't he one of those?
No, I'm really not sure, but I just remember when he like showed up, he would like brutalize his opponents
with headbutts.
Headbutts and chops. Headbutts.
I don't know.
Like
much
how
about
most guys use punches, he used headbutts.
Yeah. And now everybody uses a super kick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a standard strike. Just
Super kick. I'm not going to punch you anymore. I'm just going to super kick you.
Oh, man.
Just like Gentleman Chris Adams would.
Crescent kick. Remember when they were going...
I want to do the
Who was feuding with... It was Glacier. Adams, and who else in WCW is throwing super kicks?
Prince Iaukea?
I don't know, but I think we can name him as one of the dead wrestlers, and I'll do it. Go ahead, Derek.
I'm going to go with Ray Trailer, Trailer, a.k.a. the Big Boss Man.
Nice.
Mm.
I loved the Big Boss Man as a kid.
I did, too.
I don't know what it was.
He had a heart attack September 22nd, 2004, while his sister was visiting him. He was 41 years old.
That's old.
And he got in like really good shape and came back with the SWAT gear.
Yeah, it was just kinda a cool gimmick for him.
Yeah, he was just kind of in the background. He was one of McMahon's like stooges.
And he always beat people up.
Yeah.
He had that amazing feud with the Big Show where he dragged his dad's casket
in
the back of the car.
I'll never forget when he came back.
He just came back like...
He was under the hood.
The boss. Him?
Yeah, he was under the hood working for Vince McMahon.
Yep.
And he just beat the shit out of Mankind and beat him for the hardcore title.
Yeah.
And then he revealed himself as a Big Boss Man. And then he died at WrestleMania 15 being hung by the Hell in the Cell.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's right. So that was right when like I kind of stopped watching. So I didn't see a lot of that.
You know, he also brought us an iconic character that really changed the face of wrestling. That's Bull Buchanan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bull Buchanan. We're coming down to the wire here, number 28.
28.
Yeah. We got three more left.
Really?
And then we go into a lightning round. No more 2 minutes. Got to shoot them out as fast as you can.
Five. We each got one, right? Five. How are we on 28?
Yeah, we should each have.
It's my turn next, right? We should be on 26.
I got 28.
You missed a few. We're past 30 now.
This is supposed to be the last dial-up.
One, two, three,
yeah, no, this is the
last
round
five,
right here.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. We should be on 26 or 31.
This is definitely the last one right here. This brown.
This is
right
the last
here.
Run. We all got one more. The mad super kicker I think you're referring to is Canyon.
Oh!
As Mortis.
That's right.
The mad super kicker.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes.
That's when they teamed up Sub-Zero and Reptile.
I'm gonna embarrass myself a little bit on this. There was when
you
we
sucked
did,
his dick.
Yes. when we did Backyard. And I did a little Mortis characterization. I think I threw like five or six super kicks in the match that I did. So that's what made me think of it. I was like, why? Because I actually watched it recently. I was like, why did I do like that many super kicks? And then, that's why. Because he did it constantly.
It was a tribute.
It was
a tribute to Mortis.
Well, he died on April 2nd,
2010. Yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. He had been suffering from bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. He threatened suicide in the weeks prior to his death. On April 2nd, his brother found him dead with an empty bottle of antidepressants. Yeah. And he left behind a note of apology for his family.
That one kind of, it upset me just because nobody acknowledged it, that like any of his friends or anything. Nobody did anything.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it upset me. And it upset me because the reason he got fired was because Vince McMahon found out he was a homo.
I was just going to say that. He was gay.
Well, it wasn't even that. He pitched to Vince because he wanted to do an openly gay character.
Yeah, and that's what...
And Vince wouldn't do it. And he kept pitching it and trying to give ideas. And he goes, all right, so we're going to... This is my idea. And then they put him in like a box or something. And then when he came out of the box, he got the shit beat out of him. There's some weird thing like that.
Yeah, but it pisses me off. Vince McMahon is a...
And then fired him.
Yeah, Vince McMahon hates doing a gay character... An openly gay character, but he wants to do incest with his sister. I mean, his daughter.
Or have Goldust be a, more closeted gay, but, with very gay tendencies. Who's this, May? Is this May?
It's you.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going with my trend here with big men.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not nearly as talented or with nearly as much potential. But, man, did he hold on to that WWE system there? Test.
Nice.
Wow.
They made me look pretty. That's what he said. Yeah. When he took steroids. Steroids make me look pretty.
Okay.
And from what I've heard, the man had a rather huge dick.
Really?
Yeah.
He's well, dead
good
now.
For him.
Yeah.
Now it's maggot food.
He died on
oh my God.
Big meal. March 13th, 2009.
Big meal.
Because he did an ECPW show.
Yeah.
And Kyle was getting dressed. You can ask him this story, too. And he turned around. And it was just like, it was the third leg just hanging out.
Here you go.
No, and I got 30 there.
I don't know how that's possible.
You want me to go through them real quick?
Yeah.
I got Special Delivery Jones. I got Cronus. Yokozuna, Kerry Von Erich, Dino Bravo, Chris Candido, Bobby Duncombe Jr., Bam Bam Bigelow, Owen Hart, Ludwig Borga, Bad News Brown, Gentleman Chris Adams, David Boy Smith, Brian Pillman, Crush, Earthquake, Renegade, Macho Man, Andre the Giant, Rocco Rock, Johnny Grunge, Sherry Martel, Bertha Faye, Luna Vachon, Mike Awesome, Robert Swenson, The Missing Link, Big Boss Man, Chris Canyon, Test.
That's 30.
Yeah.
That's 30.
Did somebody go like out of turn?
Must have.
Did we skip somebody?
Yeah.
How do
no,
we
didn't skip anybody.
How I don't think so.
How is this possible?
This is so awkward. It's like scary.
Well, it started with you.
It's like we're opening up the gates of hell.
The last person should be you.
4, 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last person should be you.
Yeah.
So let's just continue going here.
All right, we'll just keep going. You want to just do the lightning round now?
Let's just do the lightning round.
How did that happen?
How there's got when we two? Listen back, there'll be a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
But
sure
I guess we'll just start the lightning round.
All right.
Now, this is when you can't think of, if you get one wrong, or you can't think of one,
just
you're
keep
out.
Keep going until you can't think of one.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be rapid. Lightning round.
I guess, yeah.
All right. What's a reasonable amount of time?
Yeah. Until we're all like, ah, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, all right. Can we get the lightning sound or what?
You want to do the lightning sound?
Yes. And I'm up, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm waiting for the lightning.
You're procrastinating.
Now, this is anything goes.
Not without my lightning.
No limits.
Oh, no, I'm going to keep the limits.
We got to keep,
no,
the,
keep the limits.
Keep the limits? Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
John Gonzalez.
Okay. El Gigante. Oh, shit. She's going to keep going.
Keep on going.
What is this, Oklahoma now?
Oh, well, screw it. I'm just going to go Eddie Guerrero.
Boom.
He's Eddie done. Guerrero is dead. My turn. Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Hercules Hernandez.
Nice one. Okay.
Matt.
Fabulous Moolah.
Fabulous Moolah.
She's money.
Art Bar.
Nice.
Don't I was going to do
it. Ah, Beetlejuice.
Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog.
Graveyard Dog.
You missed a good pun.
No, we've done that one before.
Well, I should have said it, though. You missed a good pun. Shit.
I know.
The name that should never be named.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, I'm just saying. That counts. I never said it, but you know what I'm talking
about. Boom. No. Boom.
Wait, Voldemort? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Big John Studd.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Big John Studd. That's take me, it. Huh? I'm going to go with adorable Adrian Adonis.
No. I think he was still doing stuff. Ernie Ladd. I think he was still doing stuff.
He was pretty old. I'm not going to bother looking it up.
I don't know about that one.
80s? He wasn't still active in the 80s?
He might be eliminated.
All right, you know what? Let me look here.
Yeah.
I can test that.
Yes, if Matt loses, I'm going to win it.
Died March 10th, 2007.
Another 2007.
He retired in 1986.
Yes!
Oh, I know!
Matt made it by one year.
I hate your guts.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Kev.
Pitbull 2.
Nice.
Ooh, oh, two. That's who I was going to take. That sucks.
Oh, well, that's not fair. Steve can get it, and you pick someone.
Yeah, you pick someone else.
You stole his answer.
I'm waiting for my lightning.
No, you get it after.
You get it after you actually get the right answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't get his lightning then.
Just, I did. He didn't hear it.
All right. Thank you. Oh, shit. Now he threw me off. He threw me off because I had my name there. 5, 4, 3. Chris. He's my go-to.
Don't dare.
What?
Nope.
No, not that.
Nope.
He was Mussolini from history.
Fuck.
It's hard.
It's hard now because like, we can't repeat, right?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, dude.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Nice one. Good one.
Damn. Can't believe he didn't make it into the Rumble itself.
I know. He was one of my guys in the back of my head, too.
Yeah,
I'm like trying to remember all these guys. I know.
Oh, man.
Michael.
Do you, shit. I don't know if any of you guys are going to know this guy. Roadkill from WCW. Roadblock.
Roadblock. Yeah, Roadblock. Roadblock. Yeah, he's
alive.
He's alive.
Roadblock?
You're out, Mike.
No. Check it.
Okay.
The big giant dude who came out
real,
with the fucking
PWS was trying to book hair him. And like the orange and black outfit. And he came out with the big sign.
He's alive.
Fuck.
They just talked about him.
Fuck, he's wrestling in Connecticut.
Yes.
Damn it. No.
Oh, yeah, he's still alive. Mike's out.
Why did you think he was dead?
Because
he's a
big
fatso? No, I was trying. I think I thought I was thinking of somebody else. There's a guy that wore like a ripped suit and had long curly hair. I can't remember his name. I think I was thinking of him. I just couldn't remember the name.
Who are you thinking of?
Nope, keep going.
Sounds like
a rabbi.
Nope,
nope, keep going.
So, I got a guy in my head. I can't remember his name. Can I get a lifeline from you guys?
Nope.
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 Fuck.
Nope. Down to the
What the hell is his name? He looks like Rikishi.
Oh.
The big fat small guy.
Oh, thanks. Now I got one.
And he had the tattoos
you guys can't
and
use
shit.
It.
Come on.
Nope,
you guys got to help me out.
Nope, nope. Can't give to you. Got it on the name.
His name is Todd. Todd.
His name was Ron Paulson. I don't know. I can't
Robert
remember.
Paulson.
Somebody say it. I should say.
Do
right
you concede?
Now.
Yeah.
Steve
you concede?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember.
Derek's gone. Derek's done. Derek's eliminated. Right,
don't say it. Let him keep trying to think of it.
Big Dick Dudley.
Brad Armstrong.
Nice.
Fuck.
Umaga.
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 All right. Back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
Now I'm going to look people up now that I
yeah,
can.
Yeah, this is.
I'm going to be like, oh, this one.
I just got 20 wrestlers in my fucking head.
Oh,
now.
Shit. I had a guy. Damn it.
Oh, no.
No, there's another one.
Stop. I'm like drawing a blank now.
Come on now.
We're going to give them all day?
You're going to do this all day?
You want to just call us back tomorrow?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Camera.
Shit.
It's hard.
Camera.
Got to pull it on sometimes.
Five,
this is going way too long.
I'm really drawing a blank. I feel terrible.
Three.
I got to throw it out.
All right.
Bastion Booger.
Bastion Booger. Michael
nice
Shaw.
One. Mike Shaw.
If you fucking win this, Dave, I'm going to be so pissed.
If I win it?
Yeah.
We're down to Steve and Kev.
Steve and Kev.
All right.
The storm's coming, Steve. Better think of one.
If you don't say anybody, I'm going to say the next person you should have said.
I got two really good ones.
Well, it's not fair. Now I'm getting pressure put on.
I know.
I'm just trying to think of like ECW intros.
there's so many.
Yeah. Five.
I'm gonna have
four. Three.
I'm out.
Two,
I'm out.
911.
He's now, alive.
Kev, alive.
You have to name a dead wrestler in order to win this.
Yeah. Brian Lee.
That's horrible. No.
Brian Lee's not dead.
He's not dead either.
What? No,
what?
He died.
No, he's not dead.
Oh, well, we got
what?
No winner.
What did I do?
We got no winner.
What?
Primetime Brian Lee. I thought. I swear
no.
He's dead.
No,
he's alive.
He's definitely alive.
He just did a shoot interview with RF.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He like just retired recently.
I would have fucking bet my house that he was dead.
I really? Fucking thought Roadblock was dead.
Oh, I farted.
No, he's alive.
Can we buy back in here? We got two.
Is 911
Steve
really
and Kevin
alive?
Over, 911's alive.
911's alive.
Yeah, he just bought a ranch from my cousin. Well, through her, what's it called?
So what do we do?
We have to. Well, we can all go again, I guess. We're all back in it.
What? No.
No, we're all dead.
Can't do that.
Game's over.
Game's
wow.
Over.
Wow.
Everybody lost the game.
Everybody lost.
Everyone lost.
We're all losers.
That's the worst.
Whatever. I want to run through some that
yeah.
I remembered / saw.
Rip
Road Warrior Hawk.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh, that's terrible that we didn't get him in there.
Draws his legs.
Oh, I was going to say draws, too.
When you said that. Who was the other one? Oh, Dr. Death.
Steve Williams.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
Yep.
Some really good DCW people.
These are some big names.
Playboy Buddy Rose.
Yeah.
Stephen Dunn.
Okay.
You got this one. This
it's
one.
A built-in pun, by the way.
Yes, it is. We covered a lot of these guys.
I think we did fairly
Can
well.
Can you just like look up 2007 dead wrestlers? Yeah. Yeah.
See, for me, it just got to the point where I was afraid to repeat. So I blanked.
Brad Armstrong?
Yeah, Kevin named him.
Oh, he did. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you said Brad or his father?
Oh, Brad. Oh. Bob's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought
Bullet Bob? I think he's still, mm-hmm. not only is he alive, no. he's working.
No, he was inducted to the Hall of Fame and he was there.
Yeah. But damn. Brad's dead. Arachnoman.
Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Oh, who was that asshole? No Limit Soldiers. Who was that asshole? He was pretty young and he was doing some WWE stuff and got into a lot of trouble a couple years ago. He died, right?
Dan Rodimer?
I don't know that name.
Oh.
No, Kincaid? Cade?
Lance Cade.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, Lance Cade died.
Yeah, he's dead.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much all the big ones.
I mean, there are definitely more.
Barry Horowitz's vest. That's dead. Hulkamania.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah, well, we killed him.
Yeah.
So we did pretty much come down to the wire there.
Yeah, I mean, we got...
We milked the list there.
Yeah, I'd say we got most of the big ones.
I can't wait for next year's Dead Wrestle Royal Rumble when we do
40. Let's check the news here, see if anyone has died while we were doing this.
We're doing it.
I need dead wrestlers. I bet you some guy in Independence died.
Somebody. Hmm. There was a couple times I got texts from Matt saying, I think Jake is dead. I don't know, but there's a rumor.
Jake Roberts is never going to die. He's going to be in this year's
He's
actual
like a
Royal
cockroach.
Rumble.
Oh, by year.
You think so?
Cheap J Strongbow.
He's got to have something coming up.
Doug Furness.
Oh, yeah. Doug Furness is dead.
I was talking about him last weekend. Oh, one guy that I wish, this sounds really bad, that I thought died but it didn't, was he was... Powers and Glory. Mm. Glory's Power. What's his name? Paul Roma.
Paul Roma? Yeah.
I thought he died.
Unfortunately, he's alive.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of like, ah, that's pretty cool.
Romeo Roma. Wow.
Captain Lou.
Good old Cappy.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. Remember when he crapped his pants at the wrestling show?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think I might have told that story on Urbano. Before.
Well, that was fun.
It was, wait, go up real quick. Who's that guy? Oh, it's Test.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's
being that gnarly.
Yeah, that's when he's in ECW.
That gnarly.
Crush. That hey, uh-oh. There's that guy.
Nancy Benoit.
Yep, Rip Rugnip. Awesome. Bam Bam. Earthquake.
Really covered
him. 2007 was Bigelow, Mike Awesome, Bad News Brown, Ernie Ladd, Sensational Sherry, Nancy and Chris... John Cronus, Brian Adams, Fabulous Moolah. That's a pretty heavy list there. And not just like old dudes, but you had a couple chicks in there too. So
yeah.
Lord Albert Hayes.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Albert Hayes.
Lord.
Oh, who's that whore?
That was Bieber Cleavage's...
Oh, yeah? She died?
Yeah. Really?
She had breast cancer.
Fake boobies, that's what she gets.
Fake boobie cancer. The Wall.
Whoa.
Big Whoa. Jerry. Moondog Spy.
Fuck him.
Some guy, Crash. Freddie Blassie. Liz.
Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Original Sheik.
Ted Petty, rest in peace.
He says.
Wait, go up real quick. Big Dick Dudley.
Yeah, I named him.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in there.
All right, well, I hope you guys had fun. Please remember all of these wrestlers who passed. And I hope none of you guys pass anytime soon.
Well, we've made it through the spring season. And
yeah,
that seems to be the hot one.
Yeah.
So. Giant Haystacks.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't active.
WCW.
Bobo.
Oh, I'm thinking of Haystacks Calhoun. Mm-hmm.
No, Giant Haystacks. Martin Ruane.
Oh.
The
Loch
Ness Monster.
So, aristocratsradio.com, we record live on Sundays from 7 p.m., cweradio.com.
Dick Murdoch.
So, check out those web pages. You can download the shows. We'll have this video up. hopefully tomorrow, Monday, Memorial Day.
Yes.
Please enjoy your Memorial Day. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow here on the East Coast.
Yep, go fuck
yourself. Get some barbecuing and shit.
You know who's not barbecuing right
who's
now?
That?
Uncle Elmer, because he's fucking
he
dead.
He is dead. And please check out the Rabblecast on Facebook and wherever else you can find them.
Yes.
Thank you once again, Mike, for coming.
Oh, thanks for letting me get my dead wrestlers out.
Anytime.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Matt, for bringing the urn.
No problem.
And for coming up with this little fun thing. And there's no winner. There's no winner
yeah,
in this game.
That's crazy.
We're all winners.
In this game of life and death, there is no winner. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Adios.
Peace out.